by Vancouver Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Galen, overall thoughts? You get the win. I know that's what matters, I think, at this point in the season. You guys need results. You get the 2 points. How are you feeling after what you saw tonight from your club?
I thought we played a really good 40 minutes. I thought our forwards were doing a really good job of getting, reloading above pucks and getting pucks back and getting ticks on pucks. And defensively, we're rock solid. Obviously, you go into the third up 4-1, and you don't expect that to happen. And I don't think we started the third in a bad way by any means. I thought we were putting the pressure on, but then, they get one, and then we tighten up a little bit, and they get the next two, so to tighten it, to make it close. But overall, we're happy with the result, but, got to be better, obviously, carrying that win through the third.
40 minutes, like you say, Galen, a lot of emotion, a lot of passion that you guys played with. Intensity was ramped up. I'll ask a question that a lot of fans, I'm sure, are asking. What happens those periods when everything kind of goes south? You look like deer in the headlights. It just kind of, everything that you do so well kind of disappears sometimes in 20 minutes. Can you put your finger on anything?
I think it's a mental thing for sure. You got to be in those situations a lot. And with the young team, we have to learn and get better in those situations. But, it's a panic, I think, mentally a bit. And instead of just skating the puck and having composure and going north and getting things going the right way, at times one guy will panic and he'll chuck the puck in the D zone and then we're, it's a bit chaotic. And our awareness in front of the net cost us a bit tonight, so that's got to be better as well.
Coach, a game like this, going again, the fact that you play these guys tomorrow, I guess you have to accentuate the positive thing that happened in this game. Certainly the second period was terrific, like we've already talked about. Do you forget a little bit more about the negative going into tomorrow? Because it's here in a hurry.
Yeah, we absolutely have to. You got to turn the page on this game and take the positives, of course, the structure that worked and, the effort level that worked and the compete level. And we got them tomorrow, so it'll be a big one.
Coach, last question from me. Colton Jerwa, did you get any kind of a read on him tonight?
Yeah, I thought he played fairly solid. I could tell, he hasn't been in the game in a little while. There was probably a decent amount of ice for him that, maybe he was getting a little bit tired at some moments. But overall, very solid effort. And he has size and some compete level, and he's a smart player.
The other night, Galen, you said Aaron Obabifo was one of the best Giants. So what about his game tonight? Was he yet again, I thought he was arguably the best skater out there.
Oh, by far. I think, he's just building right now. He's going game by game and getting better and better. And I mentioned something to him yesterday, and he's feeling it, he said. So he's definitely feeling it, and he's moving his feet. And his work ethic has just taken over.
Real quick, do you find him more effective at center or on the wing?
I think he can play both. I think it's tough to go back and forth, but with the right center, I think Obo's a really dominant winger, really strong power forward on the wing there.
Perfect. Is there anything? I mean, there were more. Like Burkhood obviously held you in there and got the win in the shootout, which you need your goaltender to do, making that last save in 3 of 4 in the shootout. Lynn, was it an overtime? There was the Lynn play where he just went by everyone. Is there anyone else that you want to touch on or those guys? I don't want to forget any. Weren't there so many great individual performances tonight?
Definitely. And from the back end, I mean, obviously Ryan Lynn had an exceptional game. And I think of that play in overtime and going end-to-end could have ended it there. Obviously, a lot of minutes near the end of the game. And I think Mittelstadt played very solid tonight as well. He took charge in the PK. I know we only had one of them. But Victoria was throwing a few different looks at us. And he was communicating on the ice and taking charge. And that was great to see.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Galen. We'll see you tomorrow. And hopefully can keep building on this. So thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Nathan.